Tools, Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji. Do your best work.
Hi, Dan the GM man at Donlinger Chevrolet GMC. We may have a new name, but we still have all the great savings and automotive services you have come to expect. From sales, service, body shop, and parts, we are here for all your automotive needs. Donlinger Chevrolet GMC in Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads. Visit us online at DonlingerBemidji.com.
Better cars, better service for the best customers. Donlinger GM of Bemidji.
Never miss a game. Listen online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com or the TuneIn app. This is Beaver Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.
Back here in Houghton, Michigan at the McKinnis Student Ice Arena, this game had just about everything you could imagine, folks. What a entertaining last couple hours this thing was. Bemidji State was 5 seconds away. 5 seconds from getting all 3 points. Again, that's what makes college hockey so great. Michigan Tech executed just that much better than Bemidji State did last night on the 6-on-4 extra attacker. Austin Swankler had broken his stick, so he goes to the bench to get one. So in essence, it was just a 5-on-4. He had just gotten into the zone when that point shot came from Matthew Campbell. I thought Katteroth got a piece of it. They said that he did not. He was certainly taking away the eyes of Matias Schultz, exactly what he's supposed to do there. And with 5 seconds left, Michigan Tech ties it. We go to the overtime. In the 3-on-3 overtime, I thought both teams were gassed by the end of it, quite honestly. Both teams had some chances right away. The Beavers tried a long stretch pass for Kirkland Irie. It would have been icing, but with just three guys per team out there, Irie was able to, get past the little flat-footed defenseman and get the icing waved off, and the Beavers set things up in the offensive end. And, both teams had chances there in the 3-on-3 overtime. The Beavers, their first two shooters score in the shootout. Michigan Tech's first and third shooters did not score. Just their second shooter did. So the Beavers win this one in the shootout. We'll hear from head coach Tom Ceratori here momentarily. Shots on the scoreboard. I have not been given the final stat sheet as of yet. 45-25 in favor of Michigan Tech. It was a barrage of shots in the first period that Matias Scholl. Michigan Tech in the first 7 minutes of the game, I think it was averaging two shots a minute. 7 minutes into the game, they had 14-15 shots on goal already. You're like, whoa. The Beavers kind of weathered the storm, and they got that first goal from Kirkland Irie. That really put Bemidji State on the attack a little bit and kind of took the wind out of the sails a little bit on the attack of Michigan Tech, and they weren't, two shots a minute for certainly the rest of the first period. The first goal tonight, Adam Flamang blocked a shot somewhere maybe 5 feet above the top of the circle in the defensive end. Got up, got the puck, and raced it to a two-on-one. You don't see that very darn often. Usually the shooter is going to, try to get back to that puck, but Flamang went off to the races and got the Beavers on the board. And I believe head coach Tom Ceratori is now with us here outside of the Beaver locker room. Tom, that game had just about everything, didn't it? Tom, you with us?
Schultzy.
Tom.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right. That game had about everything, didn't it?
Crazy. No, you know what, though? Big point for the Beavs. It's too bad, obviously, again. But hockey, that's hockey. You know what I mean? But we rectified things, and we got that point. And I thought we played well in the 3-on-3 and all that. So, again, we got two out of it. So, again, I don't want to sit there and bum out because, you know what?
That's
life. We had that game won, but that's hockey. That's just hockey.
They really were taking it to you offensively. They were getting almost two shots a minute there for the first five, six, 7 minutes of the period. Flamang
of what period?
The first.
Oh, okay, whatever. Yeah.
Flamang blocks the shot, and I don't know that I've ever seen a guy block a shot and then lead a two-on-one. Usually the shooter is going to, you know, get to a loose puck, but Flamang gets up and races to a two-on-one. He makes a great play of blocking the shot, just like you're going to ask him to, and he made a fabulous pass across to Kirkland. Two great plays.
Yeah. No, it was. It was a big-time play, and we sold out tonight. I don't know how many blocks we had, but I bet you we were in the mid-20s, you know.
You had 19 through two.
Yeah.
You finished the night with 24.
There you go. There you go. And that was, it was evident.
I don't know if I've ever seen 24 before.
No.
That is a crazy number.
Yep.
Second goal turns out to be a really, really important one. 4-on-3, what changes? I mean, you still have to play a little defense there with who you're going to put out there on the ice. But that was right off of a faceoff, so you didn't really get set up into much of an offense. Just two really good passes.
Well, yeah, but they cleared a puck right away. We had a hard time. And but we tied. I mean, it was great. Wintz talked. Wintz goes, I want the tip play. And tip play worked. And the tip play worked.
I did not give credit to Eric Martin on the pass from the far wall, because that's always where Carter Jones is. I thought that was Carter making that pass, but again, it wasn't on his stick for too darn long, and it certainly wasn't on Leighton Road's stick for too darn long. And that's how you win plays, right?
Well, we wanted to play in between, and we wanted to play inside them, and we did, because we got into a diamond, and we just felt that we could. We felt in that diamond we could get the tip play, and we did. That's what I'm getting at, yeah.
Late second period, your defense was on the ice for a long time. You couldn't clear it. You couldn't do this.
Well, yeah, we didn't manage the puck. I mean, I could tell you two plays right now, because I did. I was not a happy camper with two guys, and I let them know between the second and third period on two situations that put us in a deep, deep hole right there. And we were lucky, we were fortunate, but like, you know, we were, that was all self-inflicted, Schultze.
Well, the second period's hard enough on its own, much less if you're going to make it self-inflicted,
right
too.
Right on. Yeah. No question.
Big week off. Try to get some guys back for what should be a wild stretch run for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
The month of February is going to be kind of nuts, isn't it?
Yep, it is. No. All right, Schultze.
See you
try careful,
home,
too.
All yep. Right, bye. Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers, here in our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show. Bemidji State wins it in the shootout today. Final score officially a 2-2 tie, but the Beavers win it in the shootout.